Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin. Her preaching today is entitled, Using the Raw Material.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul said, I'm a Jew, born in Tarsus in Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, educated strictly according to our ancestral law, being zealous for God, just as all of you are today. I persecuted this way up to the point of death by binding both men and women and putting them in prison, as the high priest and the whole council of elders can testify about me. From them, I also received letters to the brothers in Damascus, and I went there in order to bind those who were there and to bring them back to Jerusalem for punishment. While I was on my way and approaching Damascus, about noon, a great light from heaven suddenly shone about me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? I answered, Who are you, Lord? Then he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. Now, those who were with me saw the light, but did not hear the voice of the one who was speaking to me. I asked, What am I to do, Lord? The Lord said to me, Get up and go to Damascus. There you will be told everything that has been assigned to you to do. Since I could not see because of the brightness of that light, those who were with me took my hand and led me to Damascus. A certain Ananias, who was a devout man according to the law and well spoken of by all the Jews living there, came to me and standing beside me, he said, Brother Saul, regain your sight. In that very hour, I regained my sight and saw him. Then he said, The God of our ancestors has chosen you to know his will, to see the righteous one and to hear his own voice. For you will be his witness to all the world of what you have seen and heard. And now, why do you delay? Get up, be baptized, and have your sins washed away, calling on his name. The word of the Lord. Luke actually tells this story three times in Acts, with small variations from one version to the next. And that, of course, is the sort of thing that makes some people skeptical. Oh, well, if that's the real story, why isn't it exactly the same every time? But you try telling people about something significant that happened to you. You won't use exactly the same words if you tell it again. Not because you're making it up, because you're a human being, you're not a machine. It's actually more convincing with variations, because that means it's not just a recitation. The central facts remain unchanged. There's the blinding light. He falls to the ground. Then there's the exchange between Saul as he was then and Jesus. And the initial question is identical every time. He wouldn't have ever forgotten that. Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And the immediate response from Saul himself, Who are you, Lord? And the answer, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. That's what's essential. That's what's central. And that never, ever changes. And look at the tenderness of Jesus. He doesn't accuse Saul. He doesn't express anger or hostility or even righteous indignation. He repeats the name just as any mother or father does with a child who's being difficult. Isn't that lovely? When Paul himself wrote about this encounter with Jesus in the first chapter of his letter to the Galatians, he said that there was no limit to his persecution of the church, and that he outstripped most of his contemporaries in his enthusiasm for the traditions of his ancestors. And that is exactly the aspect of his personality that made him such a superb apostle. He set himself no limits. His enthusiasm for his new faith was as great as it had been for his rigid Judaism. His conversion didn't make him into a different person. His temperament was as a leader and a passionate promoter of what he believed. This is what we can learn from Paul. I'm not at all sure that he was ever easy to get on with, and it's not really surprising that he and Peter had some problems with their relationship. But what both these extraordinary men can teach us is that given the opportunity, God will use what we are. Being converted doesn't mean suddenly becoming a different person. It's not a question of transformation. It's redirecting your strengths. It's using the reality of your character, which may be constructive or destructive. But you invest all the raw material in what is constructive, in what's going to communicate what Pope Francis so memorably called Evangelii Gaudium, the joy of the gospel. So, as Ananias said to Paul, why do you delay? Get up!